B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Every Thursday we get a chance to visit with him. And he's had, what a run it's been. A lot of fun. And he's just such a must-see on the post-game, man. He's so great. It's great to hear his breakdown. And he's got such a great rapport with all the players, including BG. He, of course, from the NBC Sports Philadelphia, the one, the only D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. D-Gun!
Anthony, Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. Happy 2020, D-Gun.
Can you believe we're talking about the year 2020? That's crazy.
Yeah, brother. 2020. This is the roaring 20s.
It's been a couple of weeks since we've talked, man.
I know. And you have brought good luck. You have brought good luck to the boys.
And wait a minute. What did you tell me a couple of weeks ago if the Eagles made the playoffs?
I don't know. What did we say?
I think it was something about...
Oh, you get primos! Yes! 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 You get primos! Yes! Yes! All right! Josh, get them set for tomorrow!
Not tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow.
Well, I wasn't going to send them to the guys down there.
Wait, send them on Monday.
All right.
I want to make sure I get mine.
You got to be there, yeah. You got to be there. Oh, my God. All right. We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll try to get you guys. I'm hoping. I see a win. Here's the deal. You pick the day. They're going to win, I think. So you pick the day and next week, and then we'll have to sit there for everybody.
Oh, man. I think this is the perfect matchup for this Eagles team, even as depleted as they are. I know they turned the ball over 5 times last time. I don't think that's going to happen. But, Ann, I also remember that game shouldn't have been as close as it was. Russell missed. I can't believe it. I can't remember if it was Hollister or Jerron Brown. Wide open in the end zone. Failed it way over his head.
Yeah. So, I went back and watched the tape. There were four blown, basically touchdowns.
Yep.
Metcalf dropped 2 of them. Yeah, Russ missed 2 of them, including the one you're talking about, to Hollister. Yep.
And I'm thinking, you know, now Seattle comes here, depleted running back, Marshawn off the street, Robert Turbin off the street. Josh Gordon is suspended. It's crazy how the dynamics has changed in this game. But I do think the Eagles will match up well if they play the way they've played the last 4 weeks. I think they're going to give Seattle a huge problem.
I agree. I look at them. All right, so let's go forward here. Who hurt him in that game on November 24th? Who hurt him? Penny, right?
The running game. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Now Penny, he's out. Yep, he had 129 yards rushing.
Exactly. He's out. Carson is out. Another big piece to their puzzle.
DJ Proceeds is out.
Right. And so a big problem for the Eagles is the back leaking out in the backfield. To me, they have 2 issues, right? The Eagles are stout against the run. They are the what kills them is if a quarterback has a clean pocket and it's indoors or good weather. Right? Because that exposes their secondary, their cornerbacks, I'm talking about. So it's a perfect matchup for him because while Russell's dangerous and a great player, he's still the Eagles. It's a tough surface to go, and 440, it's going to be windy, it'll be colder. It's hard for them to go down the field, and they don't have the back out of the backfield that you fear.
Well, the one thing I do fear is that guy, Russell Wilson, the longer he's standing upright with the football, the more it allows Lockett and Metcalf to find a way to get open. And I think the combination of Russell with Lockett, I think they're one of the best in the business in a scramble drill. That's his primary target when he starts to scramble. The first time Lockett was just coming off an injury, he wasn't 100% healthy. This time he's healthy. And don't forget, their left tackle, Pro Bowl left tackle, Dwayne Brown's not going to be available for this game as well. So Seattle is just as depleted as the Eagles are. The key for me is the pass defense in this game. Who's secondary is going to hold up better?
Yes.
That's the key. Because you can't throw on Seattle. You can definitely throw on this Eagles secondary. Whose secondary will make the most plays in this game? And, you know, you were talking about the inclement weather, but, you know, I hate to say it, but Seattle's used to playing in that.
I know that they're used to it. 42 degrees and a mist, constant mist. I'm talking about it hurts the Eagles secondary if they're playing in a dome or they're playing in that.
Well, that's true.
And that's where, because you could see it.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, I look at the matchups, and you could see, let's look at DK Metcalf. All right? Now, he had a chance. He had two big drops. Now, he's a hell of a player. However, there's a guy on the Eagles who has had trouble, but I think matches up, and certainly with his height in the secondary.
Rasul Douglas?
You got it.
You trust Rasul in this situation?
Against Metcalf. He's got, but not sides. Like, I don't want Lockett against Douglas.
I want
him against Metcalf.
I think you're more confident.
Put it this way. I'm not telling you he's locking him down. What I'm telling you is the way Schwartz has been bringing pressure. Like, I love what Schwartz did last week. To me,
I agree.
He coached a hell of a game. He coached masterfully against the Cowboys and against the Giants. You know what he did last week? Because there are plays to be made all day in the secondary, right? Last week.
Yep.
But what he did was he pressured Daniel Jones and didn't give him time to connect down the field.
And that's one of the biggest keys. I'm waiting to see what Schwartz comes up with to keep Russell in the corral, because I mean, Ant, we know a lot of times you think Russell's sacked, all of a sudden he dips down and comes up under the pressure, and either he takes off and runs or he finds who he's looking for. So this defense is going to have to be real disciplined. They did a great job against him the first time. They're going to have to be real disciplined in terms of their rushing lanes and not over pursuing. Now, you're right. Seattle's running game has been decimated. But I'm looking at the stats against San Francisco, which we will agree is a very stout defense. They still had 125 yards rushing against San Francisco's defense. And that includes Russell, 8 carries for 29 yards.
Yes.
So, you know, they were averaging over 4 yards a carry in that game against the 49ers defense. If you do that, you keep yourself in a game and you keep the chains moving and you keep the opposition off the field. So you cannot allow this depleted Seattle running attack to average 4 yards per game. I mean, Eagles did a great job stopping Saquon. They stopped Zeke. I do believe they can stop this running game. But unlike those other two, Russell adds to the equation of the run a lot more.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Than Dak Prescott and Daniel Jones right now.
Yeah.
So that worries me a little bit.
Listen, I mean, obviously, Russ is a tremendous player. I just don't think they're that good. I don't think the protection in front of him is good.
I agree.
I think you're catching them at a better time than when you caught them on November 24th.
I agree.
I just look at it and go, I smell a victory.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think if there was a first-round opponent this team could play, especially with the injury situation they're in, this Seattle team is a perfect opponent, especially having them in their own backyard. So I feel pretty good about the Eagles. And I know a lot of people are going to say it's an upset if they win, but I don't think it'll be an upset because of personnel issues, it's an evenly matched game this time.
Yeah, I do too. Listen, if their offensive line was intact and their running game was intact, I'd be nervous. I'd be nervous. If they could protect, but they haven't been able to protect Russell all year long, and it's like he's got to be Superman to win a game.
Well, we've seen him be Superman before.
I know.
He's been sacked 48 times this year. So you can get to Russell more so than you have been able to because of the offensive line issues. And you want to talk about offensive lines, I'll tell you what. We know Brandon Brooks is out. If Lane Johnson is not on that right side. Now, we know Jadeveon Clowney has not had the year a lot of people thought. But his presence alone, if they stick him on the right side, how nervous are you about him over Big B?
I hear you. What? Give me what do you expect? Who do you expect to play? Who's going to be healthy? Can we expect, is Zach going to play?
I think that's 50-50. You know, you're talking about a lacerated kidney.
I know.
And I go back to a guy named Andrew Luck on November 8th, 2015, who suffered a lacerated kidney and didn't play the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And so I think about that. I don't know. Would you be willing to put him out there? I know Zach wants to play. He's a tough individual.
No, I mean, obviously, no. I mean, you have Goddard. You know, it's so it's not it's not completely crushing to you. You know, to me, I look at it, I need Sanders and I need Lane Johnson.
Lane Johnson, I don't know. Right now, as we know it right now, Lane Johnson cannot put a lot of pressure on that ankle. That ankle is worse this year than the ankle injury that he had last year. And you won't find an offensive lineman in the league mentally tougher than Lane.
No, he's always there for you. I agree.
He's out there trying to practice. He's going to try his best to give it a go. But as I see it right now, and from what I've been told as of right now, I'd be shocked if he's on the field Sunday.
Wow. Well, that's a big deal. It's a big deal.
But if anybody can prove me wrong, Lane Johnson can. But you know, he can't get leverage on that thing right now.
It's
he can't
tough.
Push off on it.
How about Sanders?
Sanders, you know, I talked to him briefly. He said, you know, I'm good. You know, players said it all the
right.
time. He looked like he's good, but then again, let's see what happens. As for Jalen Mills told us in the locker room that he's going to be out there. So I'll take Jalen Mills at his word. I think they kept him out of this Giants game as a precautionary reason to get ready for this one.
Yeah.
So Jalen Mills should be out there in the field. Miles Sanders, as of right now, it looks like he's capable of going, but as long as you cross your fingers, hopefully he doesn't tweak that ankle again.
Yeah, well, yeah, they need Mills out there. They need him.
If for nothing else, his presence.
Yeah. Plus,
you know,
he competes.
Not the fastest corner out there.
Yeah, but he competes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, D, listen, man, this is great. Listen, happy 2020. All right, we're going to have a big year. It's going to be a big year.
Yeah, brother.
All right?
Yeah, brother.
Give me a positive outlook. All right?
And happy new year to all your listeners out there. And all you guys, don't forget, we're doing an extended version of Eagles pregame live on Sunday from 2:30 to 4 o'clock.
Awesome.
After each quarter is in-game live. After the game, you know what we do on post game. You know you hope the Eagles win because there's no telling what Brandon Graham's going to say to me next. And that's followed by Bird.
The best is when his wife calls.
She's reprimanded me as well as him.
I know.
I'm like,
I know.
I said, you know, we're live right now.
I know.
He goes, I don't care. He needs to come home. He's got people waiting for him.
I know. I couldn't believe it. It's a great show. It really is. I love the post game show. It's great stuff, man.
But Ant, can you believe how he called out that Cowboys fan in the tunnel?
Oh, it was great.
First of all, why is a Cowboys fan at a Giants-Eagles game in a $300 leather Cowboys jacket?
Yeah, amazing. Crazy.
But that's Brandon Graham at his finest.
Yeah, he is. He's fantastic. He really is. A lot of fun. D, great stuff, brother. We'll be watching.
All right, man, and I'm going to tell the crew today, get them jacked up. Hey, you guys, Hoagie's coming next week.
Listen.
Hoagie's coming.
Listen, you pick the day. Eagles win. You pick the day. I'll get with the Nikki at Primo's, and then they'll send them over. They'll send them out to the crew.
Sounds good.
All right, brother. Good stuff,
right,
man.
Bro.
Thanks, man. There he is, D. Gunn, on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.